This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. And a quick reminder, these news stories are real. This is a broadcast, not a comedy show. P&O's Britannia assisted with the rescue off the coast of St. Kitts earlier this week. A boat described as, quote, dangerously overcrowded with 32 people on board, capsized and sank. It was spotted by a passing yacht at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, and Britannia was alerted and diverted the course to assist the local Coast Guard to the rescue. 16 people were rescued alive, 3 were confirmed dead, and 13 were still missing as of the latest report. Britannia is currently on a 14-night repositioning cruise from Barbados to Southampton. The ship assisted with the rescue just a day prior to her heading out for her transatlantic crossing. And Norwegian Cruise Line has updated its prohibited items list to include fans, including handheld, battery-operated, and electric ones. While many guests bring fans for their personal comfort or air circulation in their staterooms, some cruise lines do limit to certain types of fans and only permit loaner fans available on board. Guests who attempt to bring fans on board could have it confiscated and, in some cases, stored at the port or having to return it to their personal vehicle. And if you think you had a bad cruise, at least you didn't have to wear the same outfit for 11 days straight. Just ask Cheryl Stuckberry and her husband, who boarded a Royal Caribbean ship for a voyage to New Zealand, but her suitcase never showed up to her cabin. With only the outfit she was already wearing, Cheryl was forced to wear it every day of the cruise, which Royal Caribbean did wash for free. Very nice of them. The couple attempted to buy clothes in different ports of call, but were mostly unsuccessful. The suitcase was found, though, as the ship arrived back into Sydney, and it was found on the ship. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation flat, 10.15. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 65.30. And Norwegian up 1.5%, 13.45. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Saturday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.